occasions, it's just like the Old Testament and ceremonies.
每一年呢、啊，以色列百姓啊，啊，他们都要上耶路撒冷去守节期。
Every year that the Jews they will go to Jerusalem to keep their ceremonies.
Feast.
Feast.
那耶稣十二岁的时候呢，他就跟着父母亲去守节期。
Lord Jesus, when he was 12 years old, that he will abide with his parents and then to go keep this feast.
我们知道那一定是一个浩浩荡荡的、一个很多人、一起来到耶路撒冷的一个时刻。
We know that at times there's many people will gather together to keep this feast.
所以结束的时候，你看这个爸爸妈妈没有看到耶稣啊，他们以为在跟亲人、朋友、在一起，你就知道可以想象啊，那个多少人下来。
When this feast ended, the Lord Jesus' parents they see that they couldn't find their children. That we can imagine there's many people at the time to keep this feast.
那你想想看、哦、他们大概那个路程、哦、从加利利到耶路撒冷的距离、啊、应该是差不多我们从这里 到北加州呢。
The distance between Galilee to Jerusalem is the same distance.
About the same, I think.、哦、
About the same distance from here to Northern California.
那你开车也要开个八个多少六个小时？
So approximately driving about 6 hours.
那你取离子不晓得取几个小时哦？取离子啊。
If you ride a donkey, we don't know how many hours you have to ride.
不是一两个一个家庭哦，一定是大塞车，对不对
？So it's not only one or two family. It's maybe there's a lot of traffic. Many people is going there.
可是大家每一年还是要去耶路撒冷守节期。
But every year that Jews will go to Jerusalem to keep this feast.
这个很对他们信仰来讲非常的重要。
This is very For them, for their faith is very important.
这个是一个灵性复兴的机会。
This is when their faith revival, the great opportunity.
所以我们也恳请弟兄姐妹来重视这个灵恩布道会、一年两次的、这样的一个事情。
So as brother and sister put emphasis on this evangelical spiritual convocation, twice every year, for this event.
我们仔细这样观察美国的教会。
So we carefully.To observe that the church in the United States.
如果有一个地方啊，一些 remote area 哈，一些比较偏远的地方呢，他们没有办灵恩布道会呢，真的弟兄姐妹的信心呢、常常都是比较不冷不热。
Some place the remote area in United States, some places they don't have a special convocation, even evangelical service, so their faith is often lukewarm.
我们现在在美国，我们找出六个所谓的 remote area， 就是那个偏远地区了。
United States, where I found six remote area that's very away from the cities.
就是没有真耶稣教会的祈祷所跟教会的。
There's not the place is not around the True Jesus Church and also the prayer house.
就是比如说西雅图。
For example, Seattle.
西雅图有聚会点，但是没有祈祷所。
The Seattle has a gather place to have service, but there's no prayer house.
比如说华盛顿 DC。
Washington D.C.
比如说这个，在芝加哥再下来有一个地方叫做St. Louis.
And then also St. Louis in Chicago.
他们都每个礼拜聚会的。
So every week they have service.
但是常常如果没有灵恩布道会你就发觉到真的比较难，就是大家比较难真正发起热心。
So if they don't have spiritual convocation, it's very difficult for them to revive and to zealous for the Lord.
我们也是一样。
Same as us.
所以我们真的要重视一年两次的灵恩布道会。
So we have to put emphasis on this special convocation twice every year and put this as very important.
这是我们灵性复兴的一个大好时光。
This is the time when our spiritual faith can be revived.
这也是我们拯救灵魂的一个机会。
This is opportunity that we can save some soul.
所以我就是我们弟兄姐妹啊，都花很多的时间在准备这个工作。
So brothers and sisters spend a lot of time prepare for this type of work.
有些教会这个大会之前两个月职务人员就特别的祷告。
So some of the churches before, two months before the council member will.Pray specially for this event.
甚至会邀弟兄姐妹一起来特别的祷告。
Even to ask brother sister to pray together.
光那个特别祷告的本身其实就是一个很大的造就，职务人员一个很大的造就，信徒一个很大的造就。
The special prayer itself is a great edification for the council member and also the members.
啊，如果大家真的都是真的在神面前哈，诚心的求问呐，啊，真的你会看到神呐怜悯我们。
So everyone has sincere heart to ask before the Lord, that we can see the work be done in grace.
让我们冰冷的心呐，再次眺望起来。
So our cold heart can be once again to be zealous.
我们来看罗马书的十二章第二节。
Look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
十二章第二节。
Verse 12, chapter 12, verse 2.
十二章第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。第二节
Verse 2.
不要笑话这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。请读第一节、第二节。
Verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2.And be not conformed to the world, but be yet transformed by the renewing of your mind, and yet may prove that is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们来参加灵恩布道会是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So we attend the spiritual convocation is a good mercy and goodness of the will of God.
啊，所以啊，我们啊，恳请大家不要忽略这样一个盛会。
So let's not neglect this type of a great holy service.
啊，这边提到说不要笑话这个世界。
So over here I mentioned that does not be conformed to this world.
啊，我们活在世界久了哈，有时候会跟世上的人想法一样。
So as long as we live in this world, that we might have the same type of thoughts and thinking as people live in this world.
啊，世上的人呐，总是希望物质生活更好一点。
The people living in this world like to have.A better living in a mature life.
啊，能够更过个过着更享受的生活。
They want to enjoy their life.
但是这边说我们要心意更新变化。
But over here is teach us to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
到底神要我们过的是什么样的生活
？What kind of life does God want us to live?
真的，这个是不能勉强的啦。
So this is something that we cannot force.
所以保罗说我是用神的慈悲劝你们的。
So Paul has says that I use the mercy, the love of God to encourage you.
神对我们真的很慈悲，很有爱的。
Indeed, God is very merciful and loving to us.
我们今日成了何等的人
？Today, what kind of people are we?
啊，如果你真的闭上眼睛回头想一想。
So if we close our eye to think about our past.
我们身上充满了多少神的恩惠
？So in our life, they're filled with many blessings and grace of God.
不只是他照顾我们今生的生活。
He not only taking care of us in the life in this world.
他更有给我们来生的盼望。
He also gives hope in eternal life.
我们想到主耶稣为我们死。
So we meditate when Lord Jesus died for us.
所以我们不要再为自己来活。
So we're not living for ourselves.
我们应该为那为我们死而复活的主来活。
So we will live for the Lord that died for us and resurrect and live for Him.
这个不能勉强的啦。
This is something that we cannot force.
只能用神的慈悲来彼此相劝。
So we can use the mercy of God to encourage each other.
他说要将身体献上，当作活祭。
Says here that we must sacrifice our body as a living sacrifice.
有时候真的一个礼拜来四天呐，礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天，三没有，来五天了，礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六，礼拜天。五天呢哦。
Sometimes we come to service maybe a week about five days.
这也是不容易啦。
It is not easy.
因为我们很多人都要上班呐，要照顾孩子哦。
So many of us have to go to work and also take care of your children.
这是有点是牺牲的。
This is something that is need to be done as a sacrifice.
那但是保罗劝我们说，这个是必要的牺牲，是可以当作活祭的。
So Paul encourages us is acceptable to God is present our body as a living sacrifice.
那也是理所当然的。
This is something that we desire reasonable service.
那我们再想个问题了哈。
So we can meditate about this question.
为什么是理所当然的
？So why is it this reasonable service?
为什么我真的需要这样做呢？
Why is it I should have done this way?
我真的不可以活自己该想活的过生活吗？
That can I live the life I want to live?
我们来思考这个问题，为什么我要当活祭？
Think about this question. Why do I have to sacrifice my body as a living sacrifice?
为什么？因为如果我们不思考，我们很不甘愿呢。
If we don't think about this matters, that we don't feel like we want to do this.
真的，我觉得我真的要牺牲这么多吗？
Is it really that I need to sacrifice this much?
我在家里也可以祷告啊，为什么一定要来这边帮助教会呢？
I can pray at home. Why do I have to come to church to help the church?
那我们来思考为什么。
Let's think about why we need to think this way.
第一个呢，我就觉得我们来想一想，其实生命是很短暂的。
So first that we need to think life is short.
我们来看雅各书的第四章十四节。
Let's look at James chapter 4 verse 14.
雅各书四章十四节。
James chapter 4 verse 14. Chapter 4 verse 14.
雅各书四章十四节。
James chapter 4 verse 14.
四章十四节。
4 verse 14.
Joyce, 请你读。四章十四节。这边提到生命是什么呢？
Over here, I have to mention what is life.
它原来是一片云雾啊。
It is like a cloud in the air.
出现少时就不见了。
Sometimes it will appear, but it will be disappeared.
小弟这个礼拜从太平洋教会这个礼拜 weekend 在太平洋教会帮忙工作。
So this weekend I was helping at Pacifica Church for evangelical service.
我站在那边，我在找人呢、啊。哎。五年前在这边坐在这里的怎么不见了？
So I was standing there to look for the people that I recognize, but 5 years ago, but they're not here.
跟我讲啊、哦，一个生重病了。
Some people told me someone was severely sick.
哎，有的真的是哈、哦，我走的时候啊，身体好好的，现在要两个人扶着才能够到教会里面来坐在那里。
Someone before I left, the health was very good, but.As now that someone needs to hold this person to come to church.
真的，你离开一个地方再回去，你会知道有些人真的安休息了哦，安息了。
So indeed, you were at one place but left and came back. Some people was resting.
已经回天家了。
Oh, they passed away. They went to the heavenly kingdoms.
大家认识张寿南执事吗？
Does anybody know the Deacon Zhang?
Houston 教会张寿南执事。
In the Houston Church, deaconess.
我这一辈子看过很多很好的姐妹啊，哦。
In my lifetime, I see many great sisters.
张执事他是其中一个。
Deaconess Zhang was one of them.
我真的常常纪念他，对神跟对人的爱。
I often remember her love towards men and also to God.
他参加 NATS 也参加好几届哦。
She also attend many NATS.
两年前他有癌症了。
Two years ago she had a cancer.
但是他拒绝治疗。
She refused have doctor to check up.
当然他有他自己的想法。
Chemotherapy, but she had her own thoughts.
但是在今年的 NYTS 啊，他的儿子就在 NYTS 当中呢就被就是叫他要赶快回去了。
But this year that.Her son attending NYTS and want him to go back home.
感谢主哦，他儿子可以看到他妈妈最后一面。
But thank God that her son can see her mother, the last moment before she passed away.
真的，人生真的很短呢。
Indeed, life is short.
张执事几岁
？How old is Deacon's son?
六十左右。
Around 60 years old.
应该现在的人来讲哦。我们总是觉得有点可惜啊。
So as today people thought maybe this is very regretful.
但是人的疆界跟寿数都是主耶稣定好的。
But man's lifetime and also the live in this world is predestined by the Lord.
我们真的什么时候要走，我们真的不知道。
So we don't know when we will leave this world.
所以我们每次要思想这方面的问题，我们才知道说为什么我一定要当活祭，因为。你知道没有当活祭，我们只为自己活。我们走了，什么都不能带走的。
So when we meditate about this question, this is why we want to know why this is the reason that we will present ourselves as a living sacrifice. Before we leave, we will take nothing with us.
我们看哥林多后书四章十七节。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17.
哥林多后书四章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17.
十六节、十七节。
Verse 16, 17.
哥林多后书四章十六节、十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, 17.
Jeremy, would you please read? Chapter 4, 16, 17.十七节
,17.
我们活在世上哦，这个肉体都会一天一天毁坏。
As we live in this world, our body and will day by day to be perished.
我们活在这个世界也觉得凡事都是很劳苦愁烦。
As we know this world is full of sorrow and worries.
但是我们知道我们、啊、休息那一天、啊、那是极重无比的荣耀。
So as we know that the day that we rested is we have eternal great glory.
圣灵在你身上，在我身上、哦、
The Holy Spirit is in us and in you.
这个都证明我们、啊、真的将来主耶稣、啊、又给我们预备一个未来的天家。
So this has proven that the Lord Jesus has prepared a heavenly kingdom for us.
我们真的要过生活了，生活是要过下去的。
So we indeed have to live our life.
但是、哦、要抽一点时间、哦啊、就是为教会 来为主来活。
So we need to spend some time to live for the Lord.
当然，如果真正的意义就是你做什么都要为主做，这个才是正确的啦。
So the true meaning that whatever we have done and do that we have to do unto the Lord.
那如果我们真的、啊、能够为主来活
，So if we truly can live for the Lord.
哎、啊，我们发觉到啊，这个价值是永恒的。
So we have understand this value is eternal.
我们来请看，启示录十四章十二节。
So, Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章十二节。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 12.
十四章十三节，对不起哈。
Chapter 14 verse 13.
启示录十四章十三节。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 13.
十四章十三节。
14 verse 13.
Becky, would you please read?
This 过世、哦、真的是习了自己的劳苦呢。
So as a person passed away, indeed, that the labor was rested with him.
你会不会觉得你的 mortgage 压力有点大？
So do you feel that you have great pressure for your mortgage payment?
或者是工作也是很多的压力。
Or your work has great pressure.
因为我觉得人事的问题常常打扰你。
So we think that a lot of worldly matters has troubled us.
有时候我的家人问我说你压力大不大。
So sometimes my family member asks me, do you have great worry and pressure?
我常常跟他讲说，我们当传道常常看上面，不能看周围。
So I often told my family, as a pastor, we often look above and not around us.
啊、看上面哦，心情会好一点。
So we look above, then I will have a good mood.
看周围哈、哦，哪一家没有问题
？So if you look at, if I look around me, then which family does not have problems?
每个人都有一点点他的十字架他要背的。
So everyone has the cross they have to carry.
那、啊、所以真的，我们能够在主里呀、啊，喜乐。在主里而死的人真的是有福的。
So indeed, the person who died in the Lord, indeed, this is a blessing.
更好的就是他们工作的果效会随着他们呢。
So even more better that all the labor that rested with them will go with them.
我们看哥林多前书。
So at First Corinthians,
十四章。
Chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
对不起，十五章。
Excuse me, chapter 15.
五十八节。
Verse 58.
哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
十五章五十八节。
15:58.
Emily, 请你读。
这是真的哈。
This is indeed true.
主耶稣有一本生命册。
Lord Jesus has a book of life.
你为神所做的都会记载在生命册上面。
All the work you have done for the Lord will recorded on this book of life.
如果你受洗那一天，你的名字就记载在生命册上面。
So the day when you baptize, your name will be on this book of life.
我常常听到这样的见证。
I often hear this testimony.
有段时间我当总务，我做得很辛苦。
One time I was in.Working as in GA.
我在地方教会啊，做这种做总务了。
In general affairs.
我那时候觉得很辛苦啊。
At the time, I felt it was very laboring.
我真的很不想再做这个工作了。
So I felt I don't wanted, no longer want to.
有没有什么其他的工作给我做
？Is there any other work that can give it to me？
突然听到传道讲一个故事啊。
So then I heard a pastor had tell a story.
他说有一个人做了一个异梦了。
Says one person had a dream.
大家要排队。
Everyone was lined up in a row.
在领工钱呢。
So to receive the work salary.
每个人呢、到了主耶稣就会给他工钱呢。
So a person went before the Lord, and the Lord Jesus will give this person a work salary.
那有一个人呢、其实他有恩赐，教会派他做圣工。
So there's one person has a gift and has arranged this person to do holy work.
但是他都拒绝。
So this person often reject.
所以就是这个人看到这个梦就对了。
So this person has seen his dream.
他终于轮到他要领工资了。
So his turn to receive the work salary.
然后主耶稣对他很生气哦。
The Lord Jesus was very upset.
用这个哈、头哈、这里啊，呛了去。
The Lord Jesus used the fist and hit on his head.
你不做工还要领工资
？So you don't do the work. Why do you need to take this salary.
所以他说在梦中醒来，哇，这个这里还会痛啊。
So this person awake from the dream that he felt his head is still hurting.
所以我们做主的工，在主里的劳苦是不会徒然的。
So we work for the Lord in the Lord, and all the labor will not be in vain.
真的是主耶稣会纪念呐。
So indeed, the Lord Jesus will remember us.
他有永恒的价值。
He has eternal value.
这个有时候我们人都很挣扎，要不要做圣工？有时候都很挣扎。
So sometimes the men ask that we're struggling that if you want to do the holy work.
我真的需要这么努力吗？还是我做一个平平常常的基督徒就可以了呢
？I might need to do use all my force to do this work, or I just do it as very easily.
我记得、我在报考神学院那段时间，我自己是最挣扎的。
So I still remember the time when I.Applied for the TTP, and at the time I was very struggling.
我自己也跟主耶稣讲，我不一定要全时间啊，对不对？哈。
So I myself told Lord Jesus I do not need to serve full time.
我爸爸跟我说的，我在教会扫厕所就很棒啦。
So my father told me that if I just wash the bathroom, the restroom, and that this should be fine.
我爸爸不喜欢我当传道，有几个理由啦。
To clean the bathroom, this should be fine. There are a few reasons my father does not want me to be a pastor.
第一呢，他说这个，你当传道常常要摸死人呢。
So first, that if you be a pastor, you often need to touch a dead body.
我们这个，我们有些人真的不太喜欢看死人嘛，对不对哈？在台湾当传道，不只要摸死人，有时候那个一般人怕死人嘛，所以如果信徒家有人死掉哦，对吗？传道，你来帮我们家的家人换衣服好不好？换寿衣也要叫传道去换呢。
So back in Taiwan, is if the family had member died, and they would ask the pastor to come over and to change the dead person's body's clothes.
有一个传道后来他说我不干了，就是因为这样的事情了，不摸了。
So there's one pastor, didn't want to serve anymore because this.
跟这个有关系了，我爸爸也不喜欢我做那种工作啊。
It's related to this. My father does not want me to do this type of work.
我爸爸说哈，因为我们以前的教会哈。如果传道比较没有恩赐，人家 不太受欢迎了。
My father told me that back then the pastor is not very gifted, was not very welcome.
他说：“你看我们那个人那么好，真的很好的人，为什么当了一年就被教会教会就说不要他了，把他赶走了呢
？”So he told me that some of the pastor is very good persons. This pastor just served 1 year, but the church has not asking him to serve anymore.
当然我们这里没有这个问题了。
Of course, we don't have this type of problem here.
那我那时候也很挣扎。
So at the time, I was very struggling.
我自己也不太甘愿。
I was not very willing to serve.
我那时候当总务，我 我说我可以做圣工啊。
At that time I was serving in general affairs, and I thought I can still serve in this area.
但是哦，那个挣扎是什么呢？说如果哈、哦、总会把我拒绝哈、哦，我开始就计算哦，我要送我儿子去蒙特梭利，那时候他很小，蒙特梭利很贵嘛，我有钱送他去蒙特梭利啊。然后呢，我今年的 vacation 要怎么排？然后呢，我要搬家到比较好的区，买比较大的房子。我开始在想，如果我不当传道，我的经济很好，我要开始有一个很不一样的生活准备，我要开始装 satellite TV。
I thought if the GA had rejected me as a pastor, I had many plans in my life, and I plan where am I going to go to vacations, and where do I send my son to school, and also some of the plans in my life that I already planned up.
我那时候坐在我的办公室前面，我就在想，如果我没有被录取，我可以做什么？真的，我的生活一定要改，我要也要换一辆车就对了，什么都要换了。
So at the time I was sitting in my office, if I did not accept by G8, I had a plan. I was planning what should I do in my life, and I would want to wanted the plan that I want to change my car.
那是右边的看了啊，左边的看，如果我被录取了。
And this is the right column that written down, but if left column, if I get accepted by G8.
我知道我世上的通通没有。
And I realize all the things, there's nothing I plan in this world.
Blank 没有，我不能做什么了。我就是一个人就去上课了，还有什么？反正人一个命一条，上线上你要计划什么，都是教会帮你计划的。你什么时候到哪里？教会的事情，你有多少钱？教会说了算。你有什么计划？没有计划的，就是教会计划，还有什么计划
？So the left side will be blank, and all the plan I don't have my own self, but all the plans that GA will plan for me is where should I go, and how many money I should receive.
但是我一方面想要。得到世界，但是当我一直想那个问题的时候，我说我里面有一个声音哦，一直让我，就说因为我想，我那时候很挣扎，就说因为我想不要被录取，但是我又一个声音又跟我讲说，如果你不被录取的话，你活在这个世界，你到最后你要往哪里去呢
？So at the time, I had thoughts I do not want to be accepted, but there's another voice saying that if you did not accept it by accepting and serve God.At the end of life, where are you going to go?
你为什么活着
？What's the reason that you live?
你活着的价值在哪里
？What is the value of your life?
你没有服事主，你生命剩下什么
？If you don't serve God, what else you have in your life?
哎，那个声音很强烈呢。
The voice was very strong.
哦，所以，哦，这是我当时的感受啦。
So this is the feelings I have at the time.
在主里劳苦是不徒然的。
So labor in the Lord is not in vain.
在世上所有的东西，如果不是为主做的，再好都要空的。
So all the things that are done is not done for the Lord, and that will be all will be in vain.
您为什么？你还有什么原因？希望就是说 motivate you, 让你真的想要来服事神呢？还有什么原因呢
？So what's the reason that really motivate you to serve God?
我们来看马可福音九章第五节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 9.
马可福音九章第五节。
Mark chapter 9 verse 5.
九章第五节。
Chapter 9 verse 5.
马可福音九章第五节。
Mark chapter 9 verse 5.
九章第五节。
9 verse 5.
另外一个经文，请你读。Yeah, 请你读。好，这个彼得啊，跟着主耶稣啊，他说真的很好。
So Peter followed Lord Jesus, saying, "Indeed, over here is great."
因为他看到神变貌了。
He has seen the Lord Jesus transform.
弟兄姐妹，为什么你真的要来参加灵会呢？布道会呢
？Brother, sister, what's the reason that you want to attend an evangelical spiritual conference?
真的有时候你会看到神变貌了。
So sometimes, indeed, that you see the Lord Jesus change their face.
当你参与神圣工的时候
，So when you service in the holy work,
当神彰显他荣耀的时候
，When the Lord has manifest His glory，
你会觉得真的很好呢。
So you would think that indeed this is.
你会觉得信仰是这么真实的。
So you would thought this is indeed is true.
哦，真的有时候我们呢、啊，如果比较少服事哦，你没有在第一线哈、哦，你会失掉很多看到神荣耀的机会。
So if we didn't serve God as much that we are not in the front line, that we are.Have less opportunities to see the glory of God.
我跟诸位讲一个故啊，可能有讲过这个故事了。
So maybe I mentioned a story to the brother sister.
我们带一个姐妹到多米尼家去啊。
So I take the one sister to.
我们呢、啊、？We.
We had to take this one sister to the Dominican Republic.
啊，他懂得翻译西班牙文呐。
This sister know how to translate Spanish.
啊，我们走路去访问一个家庭。
So we went to walk to visit a family.
刚好那个家庭里面的人呐，生病了。
So it just happened that family, some of the members were sick and ill.
啊，就是一个很小的小朋友。
It is a small kid.
那我们这个小姐妹哈，这个能够翻译的姐妹呢？我们到最后祷告，他就抱着那个小朋友来在祷告啊。
So this sister can translate that when we were praying, she was holding this kid and pray.
啊，刚抱着他的时候，他说这个小朋友的身体是发烫的，烧高烧好几度的。
So when she was holding this kid, she felt this little kid was really ill and high fevers.
但是呢，祷告结束之后呢，那个烫啊，他说，哎，奇怪了，他马上在那边跟大家讲，哎，他烧好了，他烧好了，他就在那边讲啊。
So after the prayer, this sister has testified that this little kid's fever is gone.
啊，真的，你低手，你会看到神就在啊我们当中做工。
So indeed, when we look, and when we look, and we will see that the work of God is around us.
小弟自己有类似这样的一个体验呐。
So for myself, I experienced this way.
我以前在纽约读书的时候。
So before I was studying in New York City.
他们有时候会带一些朋友到教会来。
Sometimes we will bring some friends to church.
那带朋友到教会的时候呢，你会为那个朋友来祷告，尤其求圣灵的时候。
So when we bring this friend to church, that we will pray for this person to ask God to give the Holy Spirit.
你有没有那种体验哈？
I don't know if you have this experience.
你可能离他祷告离他很远，但是你在为他祷告。
So maybe you pray far away from this person, but you pray for this person.
但是很奇妙的，你在灵里面知道他得到圣灵了呢。虽然你没有听到他在祷告。
But miraculously, that in the spirit, that you know that he received the Holy Spirit.
哎，圣灵就是让你祷告起来，你就觉得哎，真的，你祷告那个人呢、啊，圣灵很充满了、啊，就得到圣灵了。
So when you're praying, that you felt this person receive Holy Spirit, he's also filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊、真的，你是很喜乐的，喜乐不是他是，不只是他是你哎，你看到神的荣耀了。
It's not only that person was very joyful because yourself pray for this person also joyful because you see the glory of God.
不用怕教会这次灵布道会之后呢，我回家那就看到，不是我的 Facebook， 我太太的 Facebook 有一个人送一个新闻来。
So in Bowen Park after this first convocation, I see my wife's Facebook and has a.Email a news.
我知道我太太 Facebook 的 password.
So I know my wife's Facebook's password.
当然，她也知道我的 password.
But of course, she knows mine too.
所以你不可以写给她的东西骂我，我知道哎。
So you cannot write something to scold me to her Facebook, so I will know.
嗯，开玩笑的。哎，那个一个姐妹就在讲说。哦，他是很感动哦。某一个家庭哦，我们有一个家庭慕道很久了，有一个爸爸跟两个儿子，很感动哦。这个他们终于受洗了。
So she was, the letter mentioned that there is a family, their father and son came to, seeking for the truth. They were moved, greatly. Eventually, get baptized.
然后本来他要带孩子去参加什么钢琴比赛的啊，因为这家人受洗，他高兴的哦，那个钢琴也不用什么比赛的啦，就是要来跟他道贺这样子啊，要来跟他一起啊，参与这些盛会啊。
So in the beginning, that this family was want to take their children to have piano recitals, and but since this family heard that the family was baptized and they also want to be.To see this family to be joyful with them.
So 我看到这个姐妹啊，带领这个家庭，常常跟这个家庭在一起，希望她信耶稣的这个家庭比这个受洗的家庭更高兴呢。
So I see the sisters that bring this family to was baptized. She's even more happy and joyful than the family was baptized.
做圣工本身，你会看到神的荣耀。你看到神跟你同工的时候呢，是一种很大的满足。
So the serve God itself that we can see the glory of God, glory of God, and also we will be.Really satisfied.
啊，这是很喜乐的事情呢。
This is such a joyful thing, joyful matter.
为什么你真的愿意做一个活祭呢
？Joyful service, but why is it that we need to sacrifice ourselves as a living sacrifice?
其实哈、哦，服侍的人呢、哦，进天国比较容易一点哦。
So in reality, in fact, that a person who serve God, it's easier to enter the kingdom of God.
哎，我好像这边讲过了嘛，对不对
？So maybe I have shared with brother sister here.
我说哈、哦。服侍的人、哦、得救的比例是三个两个得救，没有服侍的人得救比例是一个、啊、一半了、啊，百分之五十得救，百分之五十不会得救。
So I share with my sister the group of three people serve God, two out of three will be saved. But if a group does not serve God, half of them might not be saved.
我们来看马太福音24章, 我不是乱说的, 但是这个也是做参考, 不是真正的了,
So this is not something I just say this. This is also recorded in the Bible. Let's look at Matthew.
24章,
Matthew chapter 24.
24章是10节,
Matthew chapter 24, verse 40.
24章是十节,
Chapter 24, verse 40.
24章是十节,
Chapter 24, verse 40.
Ador, would you please read? This is 41.
42.
42.
So a person does not serve God also will be saved.
因为得救其实跟我们的行为比较有关系，不一定跟服事直接有关系，服事是为了赏赐。
So to serve God, to be saved, a person's action and deeds is related, but not necessarily because the person served God can be saved.
那这可能比例是这样子了，做参考，这不是绝对的。
Maybe this is the ratio like this. This is just a suggestion, a reference.
但是你看25章的第14节。
Let's look at verse, chapter 25, verse 14.
我们来看第26节了。
So look at verse 26.
25章26节。
25, verse 26.
Jimmy, would you please read, please?
26. Mm.
Jump to 30, please.
Verse 30.
There are three work. 这里有三个做工的人呢。
Here, there's three people work for the.
一个领5000，一个领2000，一个领1000。
One received five thousand silver, and one received 2000. One received 1000.
这个得救的比例是三分之二了哈。
So the ratio to be saved is two-thirds.
做圣工的人也会跌倒呢。
So the people who serve God might also stumble.
这个做圣工的跌倒行滑，像我们知道越多的跌倒行滑越重。
Might also be fall. A person who serve God who falls, the punishment is even more severe and heavy than the people who don't.
因为他尝过太多天恩之味了。
Because this person who serve God has taste many heavenly grace and blessing of God.
但是大部分的人还是会被神保守住了。
So of course, most people will be protected by the Lord.
所以我们做圣工真的比较好，因为你比较会了解到神的旨意。
But indeed, to serve God is much better because you understand the will of God.
真的有时候你的 horizon 哦，会你的那个眼界会扩展呐。
So sometimes your horizon might be seen even far beyond.
那你当你眼界扩展，你对道理的了解会更深入。
So at this moment that you would have even deeper understanding about the truth.
小弟以前很拒绝哦，在总会上班呢。
So back then I
不是上班了，就是在总会工作了。
I refused to work in GA.
当传道就当传道，为什么要去总会？
So I just want to be a pastor, and that's enough. Why do I have to work at a general fair?
我这九年下来哈，我觉得主耶稣真的在我们谦卑顺服之后呢，给我们打开很多的眼界。
Work in General Assembly, but throughout this nine years I served God, and I felt there's many ways that God has opened my eyes to see.
真的服事啊，你会对神的旨意更了解。
So indeed, a person serve God, you much more understand the will of God.
这是很大的恩惠。
This is a great blessing.
为什么你真的要做一个服事的人呢？
So why do you have to be a person who serve God?
所以我要讲的就是说，你会发觉到你会。 对我来讲哦，我觉得服侍的人他最后有一个 understanding， 就是你不用太忧虑今生的事情。如果你真正是一个服侍的人的话，你会对今生的忧虑减少到最低。
So a person who truly serve God, that you would this world you would worry free and to the minimum level.
这是一个最大的福气，对我来讲是这样。我感觉这是最大的福气。
For me, this is the greatest blessing.
当你服侍哦，你会知道，因为你的心真的在神的国、神的义哦，你会知道真的后面跟着很多体验，所以让你对未来哦，你没有惧怕。
So when you serve God.Your heart is according to the righteousness and the grace of God. You will see many a blessing experience comes with it, and you will not have any fear.
而不是说你不会有困难。
It's not saying you will not encounter any difficulty.
你会有困难。
But you will encounter difficulty.
但是你的忧虑啊，因为你在服事过程当中的很多经历呢，你的忧虑是减低到最少的。
So through serving God, all this experience that your worry will be put into minimum level.
我们来看马太福音六章三十三节。
Let's look at Matthew.
这大家都很熟的句子，但是真的很多人有些这些体验。
So indeed, there's many people experience this way. Let's look at Matthew.
六章三十三节
Chapter 6, verse 33.
罗丹，请你读。当这句话你真的可以阿们的下去啊。
So can we truly amen in our heart for this verse?
你会觉得后面有些东西会你真的会有所体验的，因为神的话是活的。
So we discover truly that we will have this experience because God's word is living.
哦，所以你对未来的困难哦，你会交托，而且，我觉得这是最大的幸福，就是说我真的不会想太多了呢。
So all the difficulty and problems that you're given to God, for myself, I would think that I would not worry that much.
我当传道那时候就。小弟刚刚提的体验就是说，一方面很挣扎，那最后就是说，有个声音就是让我觉得说，如果没有当，我会变成 nothing 哦，啊，那时候的想法就是，啊，如果主耶稣要用，我也感谢了哈。
So at the time I was struggling if I want to be a pastor, if I thought if I don't be a pastor, I'll become nothing. But and then I still thanks that the Lord Jesus, thank for the Lord Jesus.
那决定要走服事的路线的时候呢，我真的不在乎世界上的收入是多少了。
So when I decide to truly serve God, that I do not care about what's my salary in this world.
我真的就有一个观念，就是说主耶稣一定会养活我，就这么一个观念而已。
So I have this concept, truly believe that Lord Jesus will take care of me.
那我现在再回头过去我的这一段当传道的生涯。
So when I meditate, think about my past when I served God as a pastor.
哇，主耶稣预备的好多好多，我都不晓得怎么样感谢主耶稣呢。
So truly, the Lord Jesus prepared many blessings for me. I do not know how to thanks for the Lord.
我跟大家说实话，如果我在社会上工作，我大概没有办法送我的孩子去 USC 啊。
So it's me. I tell the truth that if I work in this world, I cannot send my children to USC.
应该我也没有那个心，没有那个心送他去了。
So maybe I don't have the hard to allow my children to go to USC.
我真的不敢不好意思跟大家讲，主耶稣怎么爱我，真的是太多恩典了。我到一个 point 哦，我觉得我不敢讲。
So I don't know what to say that how the Lord Jesus loved me so much to the point that I cannot really share with brothers and sisters.
但是我觉得我最大的幸福就是。我把这个变看得很开
，so
比较开，也不能说完全开，就是比较开。
So, but then, and I think one of the greatest blessings is that I put this as I open my mind to see beyond many things.
我把我孩子送到这么贵的大学之后，发觉到一个恩典又下来了。
So after I sent my children's,
我不是看到这个恩典才送他去那个学校的哦。
And there's another blessing comes. It's not because I see this blessing and I send my daughter to USC.
一个中文总会一个公文下来说，传道的孩子上大学如果有需要哦，教会会补助一半学费。
And there's 有人说，
公文下来不是有人说，公文呢？
Okay, there's
公文下来。
Letter saying that if pastors' children go to USC, then the church will provide some college. for the college, the church will provide some financial help.
Half.
Half of it.
Oh, 我看到那个信，我真的就是，就我知道这个消息的时候，真的不晓得怎么样来诉说内心的感谢了。
So I saw this letter, and I thought I don't know what to how to thanks for.
这只是在我的生活当中一个部分一点而已。
This is only one part of my life that we see this blessing.
所以真的，如果你真的想要服侍神哦，主耶稣会给你最少的忧虑。即使你有很多的困难，但是你的忧虑会减少很多。
So indeed, if you want to serve God, God will give you will have your worry to put into minimum level will be very less of worries.
那最后我要谈的就是说，神真的会尊重你，如果你真的愿意服侍神了。So
the lastly that I want to talk about is that if you serve God, God will respect you.
这是我另外一个很感动的经文，我常常跟年轻人讲。This
is another verse that was greatly moved me that I often share with the youth.
我们看约翰福音12章的26节。Let's
look at John chapter 26.
12章26节。Excuse
me, chapter 12, verse 26.
12章26节
John chapter 12, verse 26.
12章26节
Chapter 12, verse 26.
Josephine? If anyone serves me, let him follow me. If anyone serves me, then my Father will honor
him. Whenever I read at this verse, I was greatly touched.
我的父会尊重他呢。 如果有人服侍我，我的父会尊重他呢。
If any man serve me, that him will my father honor.
我们都要尊重父母，对不对？
So of course we need to honor our parents.
我们也要尊重神，对不对？
We also need to honor God.
但是父会尊重你呢。
So but here the father will honor you.
因为你服侍他。
Because you serve him.
他如果尊重你，真的把你当朋友，将来尊重哦，就像神跟亚伯兰讲的，亚伯兰是我朋友，我什么事情都不可以隐瞒他的。
So if Father really honors you just like a friend, like Abraham and God, and the God says, there's nothing I will hide from Abraham.
哦，这是何等美好的事情！你跟神那么亲近呢。
This is such wonderful things that we are very intimate and close to God.
所以弟兄姐妹，请你来。
So, brother, sister, we ask you to come.
如果你有时间，礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六，离你们家比较近的那个，请你来。So,
we ask you, and from next week, the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we ask you to come attend these.
我以神的慈悲，欠我自己跟欠诸位，大家一起来接受这样的劝告。I
use the love and mercy of God to encourage brother, sister.
至少在这段时间把我们献上。So
at least at this moment, at this period of time, to sacrifice ourselves.
父会尊重你。So
at this moment, the Father will honor you.
你一定会体会到先求神的国、神的义，到底会教练给你，到底这句话是什么意思？So
you will truly experience to seek for the kingdom righteousness. What is the meaning of this verse?
你的得救更有把握。So
you will have a fully assurance about yourself.
你会看到神的荣耀。You
will see the glory of God.
你有永恒的价值。You
have eternal value.
什么比这个更好呢？
So what else is more better than this?
请你来。So
we ask you to come attend.
我们来看诗419首。
Let's sing hymn 419.